Welcome to the Purposeful Wealth Podcast, the go-to podcast on how to bring clarity, contentment, and certainty to your financial life. Brought to you by Jonathan Gibson, founder of Wells Gibson and author of the Purposeful Wealth book. Pick up your copy of Purposeful Wealth on Amazon and please enjoy this show.
Welcome to the Purposeful Wealth Podcast, and this episode, we are going to be asking the question, are balanced portfolios dead? Are they dead? Legend has it that in 1895, whilst in London, Mark Twain, who had been feeling a little poorly on discovering that a journalist had written his obituary, quipped the following, "The reports of my death are greatly exaggerated." In the past few years, obituaries for a traditional balanced portfolio of, say, 60% equity, 40% bonds have been written by quite a number of financial journalists and fund managers. At Wells Gibson, we believe that such a portfolio continues to be alive and kicking. Good investing is grounded in three things. Number one, using investment logic to think clearly about what an investor puts in a portfolio. Number two, using empirical insights to inform us of the general longer-term characteristics of assets and how they work together in a portfolio and the shorter-term exceptions to these generalities. And then there's number three, the fortitude to stick with a sensible portfolio strategy through these shorter term trying periods. A portfolio mix of bonds and equities balances the potentially severe downside falls in equity markets by owning far less volatile, good quality bonds that will not fall as far if they do fall at all. There is a general expectation that at times of severe equity market trauma, fearful money will move into high quality bonds, which pushes yields down and bond prices up. In other words, there is a seesaw effect between yields and prices. That is often but not always the case, as 1994 and more recently 2022 demonstrated. But it's certainly fair to say that the past 5-year period has been tough for a 60-40 balanced portfolio, given that it included the global pandemic, the war in Ukraine, a rapid end to the era of low nominal and negative real interest rates, the highest inflation in 40 years in the UK, and a downturn in global equity markets in 2022. So with all of these things, it is fair to say that the past 5-year period has been tough for the 60-40 balanced portfolio. Even so, it still delivered a return that more or less matched inflation over this period, which I think should be regarded as a good outcome. Furthermore, if we look at annualized rolling real returns since 1970, for different time horizons, we learn that the 60-40 portfolio structure has delivered growth of purchasing power in the vast majority of 5-year horizons and beyond. The longer one holds, the more consistent returns become. And compared today to the 1970s, which saw a decade of rampant inflation, between 1970 and 1979, where inflation was up an alarming 240% cumulatively. 5 years after inflation returns for a 60-40 balanced portfolio between 1970 and 1975 were perhaps not surprisingly negative. Yet, investors who stuck with it during this very difficult period ended up with positive real returns after 15 years, increasing purchasing power by around 50%. Over the same period, holders of cash would have turned £100 into £85 of purchasing power. As I've said many a time, investing is a long-term game. And for instance, between 1970 and 2022, the 60-40 balanced portfolio structure doubled an investor's purchasing power every 15 years on average. Press articles are often influenced by recency bias, which encourages investors to make portfolio decisions based on recent events. For example, the spectacular return of commodity futures in 2021 to 2022 hides their material underperformance compared to global equity assets over the long term. Yet to include them in a portfolio after a bout of strong short-term performance really fails the investment logic and empirical evidence tests. Investment logic still suggests that shorter dated, high quality bonds will remain a useful balance to extreme equity markets, even when they occur, providing investors with strong downside protection. At market extremes, fearful money will still flow to these assets. Bonds, for instance, are now yielding substantially higher yields today than 18 months ago, providing more return and a greater buffer against any future yield rises. Empirical evidence suggests that bonds are often but not always negatively correlated to equities. In other words, they move in the opposite direction. And it also suggests that markets work pretty well, and trying to guess which asset class will do well this or next year is essentially impossible. As such, having the patience to stick with an investment strategy over the longer term is what is ultimately important. The last 5 years might not have been spectacular, but protecting an investor's purchasing power from inflation over this difficult and inflationary period suggests that the balanced portfolio is alive and well despite the headwinds it faced. In closing, I just want to say that the reports of the death of balanced portfolios are greatly exaggerated. Balanced portfolios are not dead, and at Wells Gibson, we are sure Mark Twain would agree. I just need to also close by saying that this podcast does not want to suggest that a balanced portfolio is suitable for any specific investor. The decision as to what is suitable will be the result of an informed decision between you as an investor and your financial planner or advisor. And last and by no means least, this is not a recommendation. So thank you once again for those of you who have tuned into the Purposeful Wealth podcast. And as always, please do not hesitate to give feedback and leave a review, which would be greatly appreciated as we hope to reach more people with the Purposeful Wealth podcast. Until next time, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Purposeful Wealth. Please remember to subscribe, review, and come back next week for your next instalment. You can also visit the wellsgibson.uk website for more information on bringing clarity, contentment, and certainty to your financial life.